Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone. Because we can't do this without you. And I thank you for taking the time out to listen and to vibe with us. It means a lot to have you on deck with us this Tuesday at 6 o'clock. We're getting it in. I'm sorry for the slow start. Man, I be on the highway trying my best to get here as fast as I can. We actually going to be getting back to 9 o'clock real soon. I'm claiming it. I appreciate everything that you guys do and the fact that you guys take time out to vibe out with us. It means the world to me. So we've been doing this thing for a long time, 6 years, November 12th, and we're going to get it in. So with that being said, I hope you guys are getting geared up for August 31st. That is my birthday celebration. Would love to have everybody in the building. Let's pack the house. Let's celebrate. I will be 41 years old. I'm excited about this. It is going to be a phenomenal show. I'm looking forward to everybody who's coming out to perform. And you'll be getting more details real soon. So next week, I will have everything for you. Who's going to be in the building? How are we going to do this? The whole shebang. So with that being said, I'll play this track for you guys. And let's get it.
Sign
of power. Never once did I see her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer to stomach prayers, with no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator. My grandmother smoked Salem like peace. She drank Seagram's number 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give. God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all knowing yet unknown.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Hope you guys are vibing out with us. Also, feel free to get on the chat line with me, and let's rock out. Any thoughts you have, anything you want me to tell anybody on the show, let me know so we can actually relay that. Probably get you on the line. Feel free to call 323-642-1532. We can't do the show without you, and we do appreciate you. So I do want to go ahead and drop my inspirational nugget, because as I learn and I grow, I try my best to give it back to you. And just the inspirational nuggets is, like I say, as I'm learning, I'm growing, I do my best to give you jewels, nuggets, whatever you want to call it, inspiration, thoughts, funny stuff, whatever. Whatever comes to my brain, I try my best to give it to you. And if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. So with this growing process, I am learning. I realized something about me that was a big pill to swallow, but true. I realized, I was like, wow. I said, maybe I'm a bit naive a little bit in thinking that people actually love you back and love you the way you love them, and that's not true, because only one person, only you can love the way you love. That is the uniqueness, to love the way you see fit, to love the way you do it. And just learning that and understanding that was a big pill to swallow, but also understanding that to be able to receive that unique love from someone else, you have to stand back and just let them do it the way they see fit, and that's cool. But the whole point of this naive spirit thing that I was talking about was, I realized that the friendships that I give purely from the heart. It does not mean that you'll get that back. And whether that's family, friend, foe, it doesn't matter. But one thing I will say to you is, all you can do is be you. And I'm not going to change the dynamics of who I am, what my spirit is like, and how I treat people because of someone else's actions or responses or reactions or what have you, or choices. So I'm still going to love. I'm still going to love hard. I'm still going to give the same oomph and gumption and passion and that I've been given from the beginning. I do. This is who I am. This is what I'm made of. And I thank God for Illusions. I thank God for the Lyrical Cypher. I thank God for my dreams, being able to write. And I'm going to keep doing that. I'm going to continue to keep inspiring. I choose not to lie in the negative or lie in the coulda, woulda, shoulda, or the past, because it will only hold you hostage. And I don't want to continue to keep my brain focused on the future because I don't know what the future holds. So I actually want to stay in this moment. And this is the moment. This is actually the only moment that matters. The fact that we're able to breathe right now and to be here is amazing. And this is a gift. And I look at this gift because I know what it's like to flatline twice. I flatlined twice in my life, and I know what it's like not to have that, not to be able to be, you know, like to lose my life for a brief moment. So being here to me is a gift, and I'm going to continue to treat people with the same love and compassion that I have in me, no matter the broken hearts or bruises or experiences in my life. I know that it's part of life. But with that being said, all I can do is be me and be a better version of myself. There's always more to learn. And as I'm learning, I don't mind being transparent and vulnerable with you guys and letting you know that this is me dissecting me. And hopefully it'll help you dissect you to be a better you. And with that being said, let's be visionaries and let's get it.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith. Motivated to keep on reaching, the Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory. Holiness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries. For the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth, others may run. Doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
What's up? What's up, everybody? I hope you guys are enjoying that. I love that track, first and foremost. I talk about visionaries when I do our introduction. I say here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves with the arts. And that means visionary does not mean just because I'm a poet that it's expecting you to be a poet. No, this is not a poetry show. This is actually us to collectively come together and share our talent. And this is also not a spiritual show. I just happen to be a spiritual person. So this is actually a show for us to have a good time, unwind, cipher, put your thoughts out there, whether it's funny, sad, whatever. Got some things on your plate, let them off, you know, vent, enjoy your day, whatever. You know, so basically we just cipher. And we just happen to have some lyrics, some tracks, and we come together collectively to cipher, whether we cipher in thought, and art, and music, whatever, we cipher. So we collectively come together to cipher. And then if we cipher with inspirational nuggets, jewels, dropping gems, or whatever you want to do, feel free to do that too. And sometimes you just, you know, like that song, something's on your mind, let it off, like whatever Tupac said it best, you know. So if something's on your mind, let it off, because that's your freeing moment. This is your time to be free. Only thing I ask you to do is just don't curse on the mic. But other than that, be free. Let it off. You know, sometimes you got to get things off your chest. And sometimes it might evolve into a poem. It might evolve into just getting some stuff off your chest. And hopefully whatever you're experiencing, like I say all the time, you never know what you have to say to be exactly what someone needs to hear. And sometimes there are things that we need to hear. And sometimes we have to humbly quiet ourselves to hear someone else, you know, what they're saying, because they could be saying something powerful that you need. Whether it's a poem, a song, I've heard thousands of songs that just made me say, wow, and shut me right on up, even when I was in my mind. You know, some of us live on our mind, and I really believe that's my world. I know that's my world because I'm a creative being. So I live in my mind, but I have to be mindful living in my mind to be able to look and say, okay, wow, even use that for creativity, but you can't always use that for life because there are other elements. And there are other ideas and different things that can actually help you, you know, along your journey of creativity or whatever it is that you're doing. So with that being said, what I'm going to do is open the open mic line for anybody who wants to spit something. You want to spit, you want to sing, you want to do some comedy, whatever it is, or for support. If you have something going on in your community, feel free to let us know so we can support you. So if you got something going on in your community or you got a business, your author, whatever it is, or you're trying to get to that place, feel free. Let me know. I'm all about support. I'll give you what I got. If I don't know, I'll send you where you need to go. So also, I also use this as a shout-out line. I pay homage to you, so I take time out to say thank you for calling in, because you could have been anywhere else, in the words of Jay-Z, but you're here with me. So I appreciate you taking the time out to rock out with me. So I speak to you. Don't hang up if I say, yo, I got a 252 on the line, or I got a 616 on the line, or whatever the case may be. Feel free to just say, what's up? You know, this is just me shouting you out. And you don't have to say nothing else. It's cool. This is just me saying hey to you. If you don't want to say anything, that's cool too. So you're not forced to say anything. This is just me acknowledging you. So for anybody who's on the line, who's listening via web, I can't see you. I can see the stats later. But I do appreciate you, because we actually have I'm using the word plethora, a humongous amount of people who listen via web, whether it's on, I can see if you're on your Android, I can't see your phone number on your Android, but I can see if Androids are listening, smartphones are listening, iPhones are listening, all these different things that people that are listening to on their tablet, I can see that. So I do appreciate you taking the time out to do that. So with that being said, open mic lines are open, shout out lines are open, and support lines are open. So what's up, what's up, what's up? We got Carlos on the line. Just want to give a shout-out. What's up, Carlos?
How y'all doing? What's up, China?
Doing good.
Man, this new schedule of mine, man, it's got me kind of crazy. Working all night.
I understand.
All 3 in the morning.
Wow.
I got to get used to
that. I've been praying for you, man. You got it. Just keep it rolling.
Yeah, I got it. I will not lose. I was told to call in today to make sure I heard something kind of special, man. So I'm excited. That's all I can do.
So
I wish I had something to share with you. With y'all, but.
It's not meant for you to say nothing sometimes. But it's all good. Stay on the line. Let's see what I can work out for you.
I sure will.
What's up? What's up? We got little Nikki in the building. What's up, Nikki?
Hi, China.
I heard you got something special for us tonight.
Yeah, it's a poem I wrote for my dad.
All right, let's get it.
All right, this poem is called He See. This is for a man who I call dad, a man who makes me mad but comforts me when I'm sad, a man who I admire, a man where I get all my deep desires from, for he encourages me even on my bad days. For I'm my mother's child, but I'm my dad's image, protected by my father, but covered in God's blood. I'm my dad's seed that is prospering into a beautiful rose, ready to spread laughter and joy. She taught me not to let these boys play with my mind like a toy, for I am honest with them, whether it's good or bad, whether it's wrong or right, whether I'm walking in the valley of the shadows of death. He grabs me back to the light. While I'm drowning in my tears, he teaches me gently how to breathe. This is for a man who grieves in silence. While I know Melvin is watching down on us, smiling at us both, also cracking jokes. I know he sees the devil holding us back, but since we're covered in God's blood, we can attack our demons. This poem is for my dad, for I know he has my back through thick and thin and through water and blood. That's it.
Wow, that was beautiful. Let me get your dad on the line.
What's up, Carlos? Don't do that, China.
Yeah, you better get your crown. She gave you your flowers.
I love you, Nikki.
Let y'all have y'all moment.
I love you. I love you too, Dad.
China, go ahead, baby. Go ahead, China.
I'm so proud of both of y'all, man. Like, this is amazing to me, and I just want to say to y'all while you're on the phone, because I'm all about giving you the flowers, you know, now, because you can't see them, you know, in other situations. But with that being said, Carlos, I know by no means you're not perfect, and nobody is. I'm not either. But I thank God that you have the ability to inspire your kids in the midst of it all. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of us are perfect. And I feel the same way about my kids. Like, I still inspire my kids to go for their dreams. And the fact that Nikki is sharing this with you, most parents don't ever get a chance to experience it because they're so caught up in themselves, they don't see the children. So this right here is going to help her with her kids. So I'm just paying you homage, saying, yo, this is amazing, because she gets to see you in the light that you need to be seen, and you get to see her in the light she needs to be seen. So this is just beautiful to me. It's beauty.
Oh,
so y'all keep doing
what
y'all doing, man.
You keep doing your
beautiful
thing, Nikki. I got you, baby.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. I got you, baby. I got you.
Oh.
Yo. Yeah, she got me messed up.
What's up, Carlos?
Training. We're looking at me.
That's good. I hope you're crying over there. I hope you're crying.
I am.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, Carlos. It is amazing inspiration, you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed that. For anybody that doesn't know, Carlos has been calling the show probably about 2 or 3 years now, and I do appreciate the time that he's called in and grown exponentially, and in so many different ways. So I'm just proud of you, but I'm also proud of your child, you know, because she's actually walking into that same inspirational, getting those things off of you, spoken word, you know, because she's speaking her thoughts and her words and how she sees things, and he's letting her be herself. Most parents don't do that, so I just give a big ups to any parent who lets your child embrace their own individuality. That is beautiful, and I really believe God honors that. You know, not trying to control them or live vicariously through them, the fact that you let her be herself, that is amazing on any level. So with that being said, you guys, keep pushing. Keep praying. Keep dreaming. Don't let nothing and nobody, not even yourself, because 9 times out of 10, your biggest negativity is your thoughts. So don't let your thoughts stop you from growing. You know, even when you battle yourself and say, I can't do it, that's probably exactly what you're supposed to be doing. I'm learning that comfort zone is not where we're supposed to live. That's not where we reside. If you're too comfortable, you got to shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up and continue to be a better version of yourself. Don't get too comfortable and don't get too cocky or prideful because it will fall. But keep going. Keep doing your thing. And you guys be blessed. I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday night. Thank you for rocking out with us for this moment. And we're going to be back at it again next week at 6 o'clock. We'll be back at 9 again, too. But right now, vibe out with me till 6, and we're going to let it do what it do. Be blessed.